Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, has reported 62 new cases of COVID-19 in the local jurisdiction for December 2. PHSD also reports new COVID-19 outbreaks have been reported at 2 working places. The health unit is also reporting there are now 324 active cases that are being monitored. Also, since the PHSD began tracking COVID-19 cases just over 21 months ago, there have been 3,950 total COVID-19 cases confirmed locally. PHSD also said 3,626 of those cases are now resolved. More complete details are included on the daily COVID-19 public health summary. As for the possible location of the new cases, PHSD said 30 new cases were reported to have occurred in Greater Sudbury, 4 new cases in the Rural Sudbury District and 28 new cases were assigned to the Manitoulin District. With respect to the possible causes of new and recent cases, PHSD reported no specific reasons Thursday except that 62 cases are under investigation. PHSD also reported general demographics each day about the age groups for people who are becoming infected. Epidemiological data showed that the majority of local cases are persons in the 20 to 39 age category with 1,382 total cases, an increase of 22. There were also 1,043 cases for the 19 and under age group, an increase of 22. The next highest number was 925 for the 40 to 59 age group, an increase of 14. Seniors in the 60 to 79 age group amounted to 456 cases total, an increase of 4. People aged 80 and over are currently the lowest category with 136 cases, no increase. There were no cases listed in the unspecified age category. Note: the numbers above might not correspond to other numbers being reported because the health unit does not report fresh numbers daily as they happen. Some of the numbers are delayed. With respect to COVID-19 testing, PHSD said there have been 328,663 total tests carried out locally since the pandemic began, an increase of 1,298 tests since the last testing report on Friday. With respect to vaccination numbers, PHSD is now reporting percentages of people vaccinated rather than doses given. The percentage of area residents who are now fully vaccinated translates to 74% of people in the PHSD area. This is an increase from the 73.9% PHSD reported on Wednesday. The health unit has also reported there are several active local outbreaks and several recent exposure risks. This includes an outbreak reported at the Finlandia Hoivakoti long-term care home and also at North Star Recreation, an outdoor motorsports dealer in Sudbury. Also, no outbreaks were revealed for the Manitoulin area, but PHSD is advising the public of a potential high-risk exposure to COVID-19, specifically for anyone who attended a private gathering at Shigionda Roundhouse and Community Center in Shigionda, Ontario, on Manitoulin Island, from November 27 to 29. More details can be found on the daily COVID summary page. Just scroll to the bottom of the summary page to COVID-19 outbreaks. It also includes locations where outbreaks have been declared over. Also, at Sudbury's Health Sciences North, there were 20 patients with confirmed COVID-19 at the hospital, said the hospital website. 8 of those patients were in the intensive care unit. In addition to this, there were 9 admitted patients being tested for COVID-19. HSN said none of the 9 patients was admitted to the ICU, intensive care unit. On the provincial COVID-19 roster today, the Ontario Government Daily website reported 959 newly confirmed COVID-19 cases across the province. Also today, the province reported 8 new COVID-19 deaths.